Now, the reason that you might have been drawn to the Wild Hearted Words group coaching program is you might feel like you have too many ideas and you don't know where to start. Or perhaps you are very clear on what it is that you want to do and you're just not sure about the right processes or systems to put into place. Here's the thing. I wish that there were an easy one-size-fits-all answer, but there's not. You are your own person and you have all of these life experiences that have brought you to this moment right here, right now. Your preferences and your tastes are different than anybody else's. Your whole package is unique. And every time that I used to teach a yoga class, I would say that there has never, ever been another you. Since the beginning of time and ever after, there will never, ever be another you. And that is a beautiful thing. But along with that, you're going to have to understand that the things that are going to work in your business are going to be things that are unique. So I will provide suggestions and I will provide insights and guidance based on my own experience. And the rest is left up to you to test and try out and refine and see if it fits. One of the favorite things that my longtime cranial sacral healer, he was this big Scottish guy, he used to call himself the Bear. And what he used to say to me is, I'm going to share things with you. And if it fits, great. And if it doesn't, just let it slide on by. So I invite you to take that same piece of advice. If what I say fits and it resonates and it feels like truth, great. If it doesn't, just let it slide on by. The other thing is that when I was an editor at this company called Bright Star Live Events, I had such an incredible opportunity to spend one-on-one time with the luminaries in the health, wellness, and mindfulness field. I got to talk to Tara Brach. Independently, I have her cell phone number in my phone right now, and I got to interview her about meditation. I got to talk to Catherine Budig. I even spent time with her in Maui at a retreat at the Four Seasons when I was a travel writer. As you can see, I have a lot of different life experiences. But I got to spend a lot of time with these really incredible people, talking to them one-on-one. And one of the people that I talked to was this person who led Diksha, which is a form of meditation towards enlightenment. And what I loved that this woman said to me was that for every single person on the planet, there is that many ways towards enlightenment. That was such an opening and aha moment because it wasn't like I had to try to fit myself into something that I had seen before me and taught, you know, that this is the way and you have to follow this way, which is what I thought for a very long time because I grew up in a very traditional Chinese household. So I had a lot of rules that I needed to follow. And if I didn't follow them precisely and excel in the ways that I was told to follow them, then I was punished or, you know, I was berated or any number of things that just weren't very helpful or healthy. For you, I want you to understand that you have the freedom. You're an adult. You are a wild-hearted person. And by that nature, you will want to define things on your own. And I fully encourage you to do that. I'd also love for you to understand that some of the core principles of my business is to move away from overwhelm. We have so many opportunities to learn throughout the day. You know, Google is at our fingertips, on our phones. It's so easy to find information. And when you're in this process of building your business, it can be information overload. So one of the core tenets that I want you to come away with is that there will be mounds and mounds of information. And if you're anything like me, you'll want to learn it all, but that's just not possible. So choose a couple of people that you really do want to follow and follow them and then implement the things that they're telling you. Really try it out. If it doesn't fit, move on to something else. You can save all of those emails. You can save all of those webinars. You can come to them, you know, at another time. But one of the things that I want you to really, really grasp is there's no way that you're going to learn everything and there's no reason that you have to. So in order to avoid overwhelm, follow your heart and find what resonates with you, and then just pick a select few. Know that when you say no, or when you say not right now, you're not shutting down opportunities. In fact, that clarity and that refining and that pruning is what is going to help you truly uplevel your business and launch forward in so many ways. I also believe in magic, and that might sound a little bit funny, but You know, you're going to have faith as you build your business, because sometimes the world around you may not respond in the way that you want them to, even if you're convinced that something that you're offering is really good and what your consumer needs. In a future audio, I'll go over the difference between what your consumer, your ideal client wants versus what they need. And that's something that we'll explore more in depth, especially in the market research. But for now, I want you to understand that you're gonna have to have faith, because there will be moments of doubt, and that's just what happens when you really push yourself and you go beyond the limits of what you know. And doubt is okay, as long as you just accept that it's part of the journey and you continue to move forward anyway. And that's where magic comes in. I have lived a life with so much serendipity and synchronicity that when I tell people the stories of things that have happened, it almost seems unreal. But what I've always loved, and what's even been reflected back to me, is that I live at the edge of what we tangibly can perceive and what's possible. I'm not one of those people who jumps super far into the woo-woo, even though I absolutely, you know, acknowledge and respect that other people do live in that space. I live in this balanced medium space of seeing, you know, the signs around me as reminders that I'm on my path, and then, you know, smiling when I think that something's just beyond coincidental, that there has to be a guiding force behind it. But then I also understand that we live in this real tangible world, and we have to do the work that this tangible world requires for us to thrive. So I want you to kind of live in that balanced place of believing in magic, however it unfolds for you. If there's a spiritual practice that you believe in, if there is one word or a series of ideas that you have, then allow that to carry you through. Believe that you have this divine guidance team who's guiding you along. And even in those moments of silence, it can be, you know, perhaps your divine guidance team fine-tuning things for you, getting all of the, you know, dots in a row, getting everything aligned for that next big leap that you're about to take. And lastly, I really want you to understand that this is about perseverance rather than perfection. I used to be very much a type A perfectionistic kind of person, and I'm going to, you know, fully acknowledge and admit that I still have those components of me, and it's what helps me build my business. But I also understand the value in letting things be messy sometimes, in not trying to wrangle everything and have full control over everything. Because when you do, sometimes you're stifling those creative impulses or, you know, those divine inspirations that need to come along to really show you a different perspective. Especially sometimes you're going to get fatigued, sometimes you're going to get tired, and sometimes you're going to need to see things from a different point of view. And by releasing and surrendering and persevering rather than pursuing that sense of perfection, you're allowing the opportunities greater than what you could possibly know at this moment to come through. So over the next 90 days, you're going to get these golden nuggets of inspiration and wisdom that I've gleaned over all of these decades of, you know, being in this field. The thing that you won't get is, I have to admit that I don't have a lot of patience for people who say that they want to achieve big things, or they have this dream within and they really want to see it come to life, and they don't take the action steps to make that happen. So, you know, I might have an extra hang up about this because in the environment that I grew up in, I had two parents who, while they tried their best and they were immigrants in a country where English was not their first language, and they were dealing with a lot of financial problems and they were dealing with a lot of marital problems as well as four children, it's a lot to handle. And I see that as an adult now, and I understand that. But along the way, my parents relied upon me as the eldest of the four children to really help them navigate what it was like to, you know, raise us four, to understand the cultural norms of America, to help them translate, to even help mediate between their fights. I took it on because I thought that that's the role that I was supposed to play. But the most frustrating thing to me was when I would give them helpful advice and they would not take it. And in fact, they would go against that and continue to do the things that would not only harm them, but would also harm us, the four children, in turn. So I have this extra, you know, hang up, I guess you could say, when I see people who tell me that they have these dreams they want to achieve, but they're not doing it. And I, above anyone else, can understand what it's like to have those blocks in the way, to have the challenges, to not have the self-confidence, to not have the resources, to not know, you know, what to do, and to just be so terrified and so afraid. I know. And yet throughout it all, I persevered and knew that there was something that I needed to achieve for myself, for my own contentment and happiness. And I didn't let things stop me. So I am a risk taker. I am willing to, you know, say yes to the adventure. And sometimes I make mistakes, and sometimes those yeses can turn into oh no's. But for the most part, they've allowed me to grow and thrive in ways that not only give me great anecdotes so that I won't be a boring old lady one day, but it gives me the opportunity to really see life in so many different facets and so many different dimensions, so that I have compassion for all sorts of people with so many diverse backgrounds. I definitely have compassion for people who want to achieve their dreams and don't take the steps for it, but I don't necessarily have the patience for it. And so what you won't get throughout this program is someone who will, you know, coddle you or tell you that that's okay. I'm going to really encourage you and push you forward in a way that's very loving and kind and gentle and caring, which is the antithesis of, you know, the traditional, you know, Asian way of working hard and doing all that. But I am, you know, as much as I didn't really enjoy having a tiger mother growing up, I absolutely see so many of the benefits of it now. And so I will bring a little bit of that tiger mama to you.